Hey everybody, I'm Jeff, and I want to welcome you to our very first Think Bible podcast. First, I want to thank all of you who have decided to go with us on this one-year journey through God's Word. And I want to encourage you to just do your best to keep up with the daily Bible readings. Reading God's Word is indispensable for two things that I believe every committed Christian wants. First is to become more and more like Christ. That's our ultimate goal. And secondly, to be able to discern God's will for our lives. And one of the ways that makes it so much easier to discern God's will is when we are familiar with His Word. Now, you know, I just said, just do your best. I understand that life can get crazy. Something goes haywire at work, or you get sick, or whatever, and you simply miss a day or two of the reading. But please don't go all perfectionist on us and don't give up. Just read a little extra each day until you get caught back up and then get back with the program. But it's important that you do your very best to stick with it throughout the year. One thing I really like about this Bible reading plan are the videos that help give you a big picture of what's happening in the section of Scripture that you're reading. So I really want to encourage you to pay careful attention to them. They can help you make sense of some of the Bible's major themes. And we'll also be doing this weekly podcast, which I hope and pray that you will find helpful. Understand that this podcast will take a variety of formats. It might focus on a major theme one week and then just one specific scripture the next. It might focus on a story one week or a Bible character the next. So we're going to keep the format pretty flexible. Also, I won't be the only one doing these podcasts. Next week, I'll be in Haiti with our second mission team. So JD will be doing next week's podcast, and future podcasts may be done by others here at Good News Gathering. Now, I mentioned last Sunday morning that we were going to be doing a lesson series in August based on the questions that come in due to this reading program. We really expect this program to generate a ton of questions, and so we set aside the entire month of August just to deal with them in a series called What Do You Think? And that question, What Do You Think?, is a question that Jesus asked a number of people on different occasions. What do you think? And so as you go through your personal Bible study, and as you're reading through the reading plan this year, please jot down any major questions that you have and then email them to me. And you can email them to jeff@goodnewsgathering.org. We'll compile all those questions. The programming team will review them. We'll come up with the ones that we think are being asked by the most folks and make sure that we cover those in August. So please make a point of doing that. All right, now that kind of gets the logistics out of the way. What I want to focus on in today's podcast is the first 11 chapters of Genesis. And what I want to do is I want to give you some big ideas that come out of those first 11 chapters. And I think the first thing that you see as you look at Genesis 1 through 11 is you see four beginnings. And I think maybe if as you think of this podcast, maybe that's the word to use, is the word beginnings. Because there are four major beginnings in Genesis chapter 1 through 11. And the first, obviously, is the beginning of the world as we know it. Genesis chapters 1 and 2 cover the creation story, in which God creates the heavens and the earth and everything in them. Then in chapter 3, you have the beginning of evil or sin or disobedience in the world. And beginning in chapter 3, we see that creation is marred by sin and by the entry of evil into the world due to the choice made by Adam and Eve. Now, when you get to chapter 6 and beyond, there you see another new beginning, and this is kind of the, I guess I would call it the new beginning, because here you have the flood, and basically humankind gets an opportunity to begin again through Noah and his family. And then finally, in Genesis chapter 11, you have the beginning of different people groups, different languages. Here you have the story of the Tower of Babel. And when the tongues of the people are confused and they can no longer understand each other, then you have the rise of different people groups and they begin to spread out all across the world. Now, understand I keep using the phrase people groups. And that's very specific and very calculated. I'm not using the word races, because there aren't different races. There are different people groups. All of us, regardless of our color, our skin tone, what we look like, or where we live, we all share the same ancestry. And so there's, biblically speaking, there is no place for racism, because we all trace our ancestry back to Noah, and before that, to Adam and Eve. So there are different people groups, no question about that. There are different languages, and people come from different parts of the world, obviously. But we are all one, and we are one because of the common ancestry that we share. Now, those are the four big beginnings: creation, the fall, the flood, and the Tower of Babel, the different people groups. Those are your four big beginnings that occur in Genesis chapters 1 through 11. But I believe in those chapters, you also see some big themes as well. And I think the first big thing that you see is that God is, and God is before all, He is over all, and He created all. When you think about Genesis chapter 1, it begins with four words. In the beginning, God. And really that phrase says volumes. Because what it's saying to us is that God pre-existed everything and that He created everything. It says, in the beginning, God, and then it goes on to say, created the heavens and the earth. And so He's before all. Everything traces its existence back to Him. He is over all, and you see that coming out in Genesis chapter 1, because at various points it says, and God said, and then it says what He said, and then it goes, and it was so, or, and then this occurred. And so you have this picture of God speaking into existence everything that happens, and things were created out of nothing is the idea. Now that's one big theme that comes out of the creation story. Another big theme that comes out of the creation story is that God is perfect. He's holy, He's pure, He's good, and you have this picture of the Garden of Eden depicted as a heaven on earth. Everything is perfect there. There's no pain there, there's no sin, there's no sickness, there's no death. It's evident as you read in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 that Adam and Eve could have lived in the garden virtually forever. In the center of the garden, there was a tree known as the Tree of Life, and they could have partaken of that tree and lived forever had they lived obediently. But in the center of that garden was also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And oftentimes I'm asked, why in the world would God have put that tree there? And it's very simple. It's because He made a choice to create human beings. And to be a human being means to have the ability to choose, to be able to choose right or wrong, good or evil. We're not puppets on a string. We are free, moral beings. And that tree was there because Adam and Eve had to have a choice of some kind, either to obey God or disobey God. And that tree really represents the choice that each one of us has each and every day to either obey God or disobey God. And as we see with Adam and Eve and in the chapters that follow in chapters 4 and 5, Adam and Eve sinned. They chose to disobey. And you see the downward spiral of sin in chapters 4 and 5 as the world becomes more and more violent and more evil until God makes the decision to send the flood. Now, it brings us to another big theme, which is not only that there's sin in the world, but that sin has consequences. You see this as far back as Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve sin, and their lives change forever. They're no longer allowed to live in the garden, and God provides clothing for them, because now they realize that they were naked and they were ashamed, and God's provision of clothing was the skins of animals. So animals were sacrificed by God in order to provide clothing for Adam and Eve. And you see this also in the story of Cain and Abel, and Cain kills his brother, and he's banished. And so one of the things in the flood story is the same. Each of these stories indicates that sin always bears a consequence. And that also points to the fact that God is just, that wrongdoing will be dealt with, sometimes sooner, sometimes later, but wrongdoing will be dealt with. But here's the theme that I want to make sure everybody gets out of this particular part of the scripture, and that is that God always provides a way to overcome our sin problem. You see it as far back as Genesis 3. And even though he's talking to Adam and Eve about the difficulties that they will face now that they have been disobedient, he indicates that there will be an offspring of the woman who will crush Satan's, or the serpent's, head. And here in the third chapter of the Bible, we have the first reference to a coming Savior. And how cool is that? You know, God not only provided skins for Adam and Eve to take care of their, to cover them, but you begin to see in these chapters as well. You see it with Abel, you see it with Noah. Sacrifices given to God. And these all point to that ultimate sacrifice that would come in the New Testament, that being God's Son, Jesus, as he sacrificed himself on the cross. So friends, those are four big beginnings in Genesis chapters 1 through 11, and there are several big themes that we've covered this morning. And I hope this has been helpful for you, and that this is something that kind of helps you get a grasp of some of the big picture of Genesis chapters 1 through 11. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Father, we thank you for this Bible reading plan that we're involved in here at Good News Gathering. We pray that it would be a blessing to every person who is engaging this. Father, I just pray for everyone who's hearing this podcast, that you would bless them through this and through the Bible reading, and help them, Father, and encourage them to stick with this plan. And as we go through this year, to learn and to grow and to become more like your Son. For this is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Until next time, gang, think biblically, think logically, and think honestly.